Rabbi is saying, the kin over here, which we're starting to say now, speaks about the tzaras over here that happened. Spoke about an aftira, chmonel tzlon, part of chormes hamikdash was nebuch, the chorben nebuch of chmonel tzlon, summoning Chai Yisrael. Chazal tell us that whoever is going to be, whoever cries, whoever is mis'abal Yerushalayim, is zoich v'roya b'simchosa. Be mis'abal on Yerushalayim, that's what we're doing now. Be mis'abal on the churban from Yerushalayim, from the churban from Beis HaMikdash, from the churban, from so many in Kal Yisrael. And before, many ask the question that the Torah, it should say Yiska Liras, not Zoich Veroya, Yiska Liras, because don't mind the future, right? The Yiska Liras will be built hopefully tomorrow, hopefully today even. So Torah, if it's Salvish Alayim, it should say Yiska Liras B'Simchosa. What's the Lashon of Chazal of Zoich Veroya B'Simchosa? They Zoich now, Zoich Veroya in the present tense now, to see B'Simchosa. It's a famous question many ask. Once that a pshat is, the Mirsh Yeshiva, Zchus HaGlenius, always say that if Ben Soira Meir, if you find a child of 13 years old who's doing bad things, he's stealing and being Zol V'Soiv, his halacha is the business law to kill him, chuyv to kill him, chuyv skila. So many different tnoim evolved, the Mirsh never happened because so many different tnoim evolved. But the question everyone asks is, L'chayr says, by Sher Rushom, even by Yishmael, it says, Ma'ase, he didn't yet do anything that's Choy Misa for. He didn't kill anybody yet. He didn't do any Ritzicha. Gemara says that Torah is Oymed Al-Daita, that he's going to come to, he's going to run out of money, he's going to come to start, you know, being a robber and a murderer. L'chayr didn't do it yet. He's only 13 years old. So why does he get killed now? Except Pshat is that already now, he worked himself up to such a rishus, to such a baltaiva, that he already has the killer instincts in him. The only thing is that Baruch Hashem doesn't have to kill yet because he has enough money from his father to steal. But he already has it in him now. The ritzicha is there, just like a roidev. You don't have to wait for the guy to actually kill someone. You have right to kill him first. So too here, he already has the ritzicha in him. And therefore, the halacha is that you're allowed to go ahead, that you're allowed to go ahead and give him a skila. When Rabbi Akiva saw the fox walking out on a base coat, and he laughed. More than the bracha says he laughed, and he asked him why he's laughing. He said because he knows now that the Nevu of Uri Achid is in Mekuyim, that the Nevu of Tzion saw the Nechrash that's going to be plowed over, is Mekuyim the Nevu also. Of Yeshu is the Canaan Miskans Bachavis Shalim Vishmashanta Biyadim Rav Yomim. But the question is, why did he laugh now? But now it was still a Chor, but the fox was still there now. Why now did he laugh the before the Bini Beis HaMikdash when it was still Bechubana? And the answer is, he already saw B'Simchasa. Zayach Havroi, he already saw it now. When someone feels the hollowness, the cholo of the Chorban, he already has that Keshet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what the Beis HaMikdash accomplishes. He already has that Skashrus. He already has that connection. He already feels the Simcha of what's missing. Once gave a mashal, a person scratched off a ticket and he sees he won $1 million. A guy finds a blind ticket, he checks the numbers, he sees his numbers, won the mega jackpot. He's immediately jumping for joy. Wait a minute, he didn't get the money yet. He didn't have it. He even starts the next day, before he gets a check, he already starts spending money. He already starts, you know, swiping his credit card. He already starts buying stuff. They say, well, he didn't get the money yet. Terrence says, he knows. He's for zichet. He knows for sure. He says, the lottery is owned by the government. The government has, you know, tremendous trillions of dollars. So he feels he has the money in his bank account. He doesn't have to wait till he gets a check, till the check clears. He feels for zichet, the money's there. He said, Mirshu said many times, person has to feel that the Beis HaMikdash, the promise of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, It's like the George Washington Bridge. When you come to the bridge, right? I mean, no one, never a person says, you know, you're sure you should go on the bridge. Maybe this time it's going to collapse. You sure it's going to stand? He knows the bridge is strong. The bridge has foundations. He's not scared. He's not worried. Kadosh Baruch Hu promises us that he's going to be Yeshua's Hashem. That the Beis Hamikdash is Rei Mevuna U'Meshuchlo and Shemayim. It's all there. It's all prepared. It's all decked out. It's all ready. Someone who's Mis'abel, he feels the Beis Hamikdash. He feels the hole in the ground. He sees what's missing. And he therefore believes what's coming. He doesn't have to wait for it actually to come down. He already sees now that Kesher HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's going to have and he wants to have. And he starts it now, Rabbi say. He already starts now feeling the Beis Hamikdash, his tefillah, his avodah, his davening, his rezas kashrus, because he feels what belongs in our life, what our life is all about. I spoke last night in the yeshiva. I said over this yisoid, I said that a person realizes that when the only avodah of a korban, we brought a korban, you have to do tshuva first. You have to go ahead, in order to be a carbon, you have to stay overnight. You can't just go home. It wasn't just a fly-by-night thing. Come and give a carbon and leave. You can't just send a carbon an Uber. You have to come. It was a Yom Tov. It was also a Melacha. You have to stay. You have to prepare. You have to do smicha on the carbon. You have to chew of Uzachatos. You couldn't just go home. You have to stay overnight. It's a Chiyuv Lina. You have to stay overnight. You have to sabbat the Skashu the Kodesh Baruch. It's not just the Shemes and you just need your carbon. There's no shortage of animals in the world. Nobody tells us, Lomli Roy Zochechem Yemer Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants this kashrus. Kadosh Baruch Hu waits for our tefillos, which is a mokum korban, which is like a telephone call, which is waiting for us to speak to him like a ben yochid, which is a dugmi, it's even more than that. So now, part of the kinnis is to feel what we belong in, what's missing in our life. The kirvas el kin that Beis HaMikdash brought about, this kashrus Kadosh Baruch Hu. When we're saying the kinnis now, we feel it. We already have the Beis Hamikdash in front of our eyes because we know that for Kodesh Baruch Hu there's nothing missing. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't, Baruch Shem Vayolam, doesn't take any time, doesn't take any place. It's Keherif Ayin. We're going to see Pisoim Yovoy Odin Lehecholoy. Yeshua Hashem is Keherif Ayin. So therefore, as we're saying to Kinnis, we're Zoyche V'Roy, we already see the Yeshua in front of us, we already feel the Yeshua, we already feel the Simchas Yisrael, and Taka, we should Taka see it, Taka V'Korov Taka. So right, the next kinnah says, I wanted to say the chnoch and akuda by say, and that is moedik and akuda here. I wanted to say over. We find over here which speaks about the surrogate malchus, hachmal slan the chazorius that they killed the tzaddikim with nebuch, mamish masrekas the berkira masrekas shel barzel tried to pull the skin from Rabbi Shmuel kohen gadol. Mamish, they purposely went in and put sponges, wet sponges, in order to b'chnei b'chadin, they should suffer longer. What's that like shot on this? We find such a thing even by the churban of even by the gzera of Haman by Purim. We find that the gzera was lahash v'laharig v'la'abi. Not just he wanted to kill the Yidden, but he wanted la'abi. He wanted to burn the gufim like the machshama v'zirchem. The Nazis did in World War II. Rachmanotzan to burn the gufim of the Yid. What's the gevaldi gezach they had against mamish to hurt the guf? One thing you want to kill someone is already a rishis. What do they have against the guf? So my kasha, Rabbi, I'll tell you the answer. The Mishri used to say that the guf of a yid, the guf of a Talmud Chochem, the guf of a yid itself is like a sefer Torah. That's where the Shechina was on top of the mitzvah of Yaakov Avinu, because Yaakov was himself a shtick Torah. The Gemara says how foolish to stand up for sefer Torah, not for Talmud Chochem. Talmud Chochem is the bottom of the Torah. He holds the Torah. He is the Torah, Rabbi say, and therefore it's gevald gezach. That they couldn't take, they saw the goof of the year, they saw the kedusha was looked in the goof, they saw the holiness, they saw the greatness of the goof, and by say even more than that, they saw the goof of the year, they saw the Rabbeinu Shlomo Tzalman Lekim. He said over David HaMelech, when HaMelech says, Tzomalecha Navshi, Komalecha Besari, he said, not just as his nefesh, his neshama thirst for Hashem, but even his basar, his guf itself was so oiska arbit to go ahead and have it simoy and have a thirst for the Rebbeinu Shlomo to have a kashrus to Kodesh Baruch Hu. But even his guf himself, and not just his guf itself, but he says, we saw also in Nishmas, right, that how even a guf praises Hashem, libi ubesori. Iran ul kel choy. We say also libul b'sori, the lev and the basar of the yid praises Hashem, loves Hashem, as shleges for Hashem. The goyim saw in the goof of the yid even was so oiska arbet, and the goof of yid with the kedusha rabbi said that they wanted him abed the goofim, and that's why perhaps you could say that we saw the biggest avodas we have in this world rabbi said Hashem that make us like malachim, make us like human beings. You know why? Because the biggest avodas that we have is to work on ourselves, to misaken the goof. The achila, the shtia, the sleeping, the eating, everything we do, it was meroim the ganze guf to become a guf. Hashem make a malach. Malach has no guf. Hashem made us with a guf and he showed the ability to take the guf and meroim the guf to Kodesh Baruch Hu for his Torah. Otherwise, it makes no. Always, what's like a pshat? A person spent so much years of his life sleeping, eating, taking care of the Torah a guf. Hashem, every minute of a person's life is so choshuv. What was the point of that? The answer is because this is all part of Ikar Avayda. Part of Avayda is to go ahead and b'kol yitzhagon ochol toichel, like Hashem told them, Rishon, you can eat from this world and do the Shem Shemayim. You can be roim the man, you can be roim the person. Rabbi Soslan that shows his Rabbi Yosef Zonim, because he saw the way he ate by a chasna, he saw he ate kol Shem Shemayim. So Rabbi said, that's why the hatred they had for the goof of the year, they couldn't take the metzias, not just the neshama, not just enough to kill, but they had to abe the goof, because they saw in the goof the av Hashem. They saw in the goof the shtik talmud chacham. They saw in the goof represents the Torah. He is the embodiment of the Torah. He is the orin. He has the avas Hashem and the simoyin, the thirst of Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's what the value of Rishoyim wanted, the abe, the hashvat largu, the abe, like he saw Tim Abed, even the goof, because they saw in the goof the gevaldige godless of Klal Yisrael, the gevaldige godless from the men, Shabbat Yisrael. I wanted to bring out now just one more nakud over here, and that is it's a murdika point I want to just say, and that is a reason to realize that part of the ganze churban was not just the tzoros of Klal Yisrael. We have to at the same time think about a second, the tzor of Kavi Yochel, the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And Gemara tells us in Masech to Sanhedrin that if one year is in Sarah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kloini Miroishi, Kloini Mizrahi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels a physical pain, Kaviyach, whatever that means, a headache, his arms hurt, he feels, Hashem is not a goof, but Hashem feels the physical pain, the pain of a Yidach Manatzlan. The Mir Shiva is always safer more than a parent. A parent, if a child has an earache, the baby has an earache, the parents feel bad, the parents are upset, the parents can't sleep, but the parents don't have an earache also. The Kodesh Baruch Hu feels a physical pain. Kodesh Baruch Hu feels Kleinim Ereshi, Kleinim Israel for one yid. At least where I think about the Tzor Hashem had Nebuch, for the Tzoras of Klal Yisrael as a whole had, Rechmon Otzlon, we said how many Nebuch Oilim V'yoinkim, how many newborns, how many babies. Rechmon Otzlon, we saw World War II, Nebuch, how a million and a half children Nebuch were killed, Azach Zorius. Azach Zorius, she was at all, but took a baby, threw a baby out of a six-story window. Azach Zorius, as a sinner for not just for the Yid, for the goof and the Yid. They saw the Gauss, they saw in the Yid, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the Yid, the head of the Germans, or the Masid, Machshav Zichron, wrote in his Tomadika book that one of the reasons he hates the Klal Yisrael for us, because the Jews brought a conscience to the world. Shaw said that the goyim, the pritzim, they want to have a fgeris, they want to have a world of lezin v'lezdayin, ish kol yosha bein of yasa. You can do what you want, when you want, where you want, als is hefker, als is not, als is, there's no, chashom is not dying, and they convince you, say, I think Hashmar Chul cares, you know, what type of fork you use, if you use a milchig and a fleshiger fork, a chreis hay shechta behem, you shechta behem from the neck or from the back of the neck. Think Kodesh Baruch Hu cares about this. Think Kodesh Baruch Hu is busy with this. Think Kodesh Baruch Hu has a shkocha protest on us. But we know the chashivas of a yid. We know the galus of a yid. Every action that we do, the Adam and Kalam used to tell us, the Al-Sabadi used to say, how one amen eshmi rava is worth the ganze bria soilam. And a word from Torah is 1,000 times more than that. It's worth the ganze bria for one man, for shvil nev oilam, is a chiyah for us to believe that's kedai the ganze bria oilam emuloyah for the void of one yid. The sin that they had to go ahead and kill children, to kill babies, did nothing to you. Chofe Pesha. We go ahead, this outcome from them. They saw their Bain Shalom. They wanted to fight Hashem. How did they fight Hashem? It says in Rashi, even Torah, in Pashas Ba Loischa. So, Rashi, the real sin is the Bain Shalom. The real hatred that was against Hashem.
But they can't fight Hashem. They can't go. The Dor HaFlogah tried to do it. They can't go up to Shemayim. And they can't fight the Ribono Shel Olam. So they fight the Am Hashem. We represent the Hashem in the world. When you see a Yid, you see there's a Ribono Shel Olam in the world. You see there's a Torah. You see there's a Din and Dayan. Kodesh Baruch Hu does care what we do. And every action that we do is Bainai Lamais. Every action that we do, we see the Lochis. And for one Aver, person who would wait, Koma Bainai. The guy was worth millions of dollars and gets stuck at the 100 organizations. For one, we're Lashon Hara is Mechuyif to give everything away. And collect quarters of Chaman Aslan. We see what the Koyach HaYid does, what one mitzvah is and one Aver is Chas V'Shalom is. And the Koyach and a mitzvah is so much greater because a mitzvah is doicha, what do you call it? I say doicha loisa says. You see how Chaman Aver is, imagine how great a mitzvah is. If a mitzvah can be doicha and Aver. So Rabbi Yisai, this is part of our kiddush now saying is, we're not just experiencing the Tzoras Kalai, so we have to experience the Tzoras Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Pasuk tells us, V'tachas Raglav Kalivnas HaSapir. When the Yidin went Tzoras Mitzrayim, Hashem had a brick, he felt the rough brick under his feet, Kavi Yochel, he felt the Tzoras Yisrael, he felt the Tzoras Yisrael, Rachman Al-Son Abayis, HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Shchinta Begalusa, HaKodesh Baruch Hu feels the pain of every Yid, he feels the pain from Kalai as a whole, and each Yochav Yochad, what he needs and what he wants, and everything that goes on in this world is all the Rabbeinu Shalom Abayisai is connected to us, loves us. The whole love of a father for a child is only a dogma, because love Hashem asks for us is so much more. What can we do, Rabbeinu, now for Rabbeinu Shalom? So the Maram Sech the Brachis, Miriam Shachar Beis Hamikdash, and Kodesh Baruch Hu, and Alash Hamalach Bulvad, and Kodesh Baruch Hu, all he has in this world is Al Amishal Halacha. One thing we can do, Mishameach Hashem, is that Alash Hamalach, we said the story many times, the Ger Rebbe's nephew, it was a day of Shmini Atzeres, and they went ahead and they chopped the Nazis in Machshmah Mezirchum, and they chopped off the street. They took a bunch of Yidin Nebuch to go ahead and clean the streets. The streets are very, those days, and they run with horses. The streets are full of mud and dirt and garbage. And they made them on the day of the year of Shmini Atzeres, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu has such a yichud with Klal Yisrael and such an ava for us. And they made these tzaddikim go ahead and the hands and knees sitting ahead, and they were beating them, Rechmon Litzlan. And it came at night when Simchas Torah starts, and there was hakafas in the shul, and the Ger Rebbe's nephew went ahead. His blood, his shirt was all bloodied from all the blows from the Nazis, Yimachshemah, V'zichron, Rechmon Litzlan, and all full of dirt and mud. And he went ahead and ran straight to Ger Rebbe's medrash. And in the middle of that kafas, he jumped in that kafas, and he was dancing with them. Sisu Simcha B'Simchas HaTorah. And everyone looked at him, Nebuch. He didn't even go put on his spodik, his bekitcha. Nebuch, he must have mamish gone crazy from the tzoras of the day. He probably lost his mind. What he come into shul like this, dancing and singing mamish with such a fervor? How could he be so happy of such a day? Doesn't make sense. Something wrong here. At the end of that coffee, he went up to the bima of the Shuzer Rebbe. He said, Rabbi Yisai, he felt today the tzar Kodesh Baruch Hu had. He felt today the tzar Kodesh Baruch Hu felt Nebuch that his Yiddish kinder, the day that he said is a day of a special day, Shmi Atzeres is a day that Hashem says it's par echot, aylechot, it's only me and Klal Yisrael together. And on this day, the Yidden should be cleaning the streets and being beaten by the Nazis in Machshemam. He felt the Tzar Hashem had from it. He wanted the Pasha being Mesameach, the Ribbono Shel Olam. He wanted to run straight to the Beis Medrash and dance in front of him. Says the Heilig Zoyar, that when the Kodesh Baruch Hu sees Klal Yisrael going ahead and being Mesameach with his Torah and learning his Torah, even though they have so many things going on and so much tirdis and all the everything in Golis that goes on, all the pressures a person puts on himself and all the worries he has, and Kodesh Baruch Hu calls him Alochim and he says, "Come see Bonei Chavivai." Right, Shemeshtachim b'tzara diloin va'askin b'ched v'sadili. When he sees Klal Yisrael being oisik in the my chedvasa, my happiness, my Torah, he shows it to the malachim. Zok the Meresh Yeshiva, the malachim see everything. They're in Shemayim. They see the Rebbeinu Shalom. They see everything. They see mamish. Gansu goes on, but yet there's a bigger chiddush that even in Shemayim doesn't exist. There's a bigger kveit Shemayim, and that was in a person who's tired and he's busy and he's torud and he has all the shiva that golus. and he throws it all away to run to learn to the Zan Mrs. Chavrusa. He shuts off his phone and shuts out and tunes out of life, and all he has is him and Rabbi Shalom. Kodesh Baruch Hu Yoshev is trying to connect. This is the Gemara. He's learning with Rabbi Shalom, with Abaye V'Rava. Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Malachim, this is a greater Kiddush Hashem. Everything that you see in heaven, come see Bnei Chavivai. This is what they wanted to stop. They said, the maximum, the Nazis said, we gotta stop those Talmud Jews. We gotta stop those rabbis from getting out of Europe. He said that they pursued the Rabbanim with such an achzorius because they said, we're not worried about America. They said, America is gonna disintegrate itself. They said, the Jews, they are gonna all get lost. But if the Rabbanim get to America, they're gonna turn America over. The Mershiv said of a Moedig Amaisa. There's once a year in Nebuchadnezzar in Russia, and he was caught under his arm, at a safer under his arm. And in those days, the communists, as Asinus Adas, they took it in front of the judge and wanted to go give him Nebuchadnezzar years in jail, Siberia, whatever. So he says to the judge, what do you want from me? He says, I have a book. A book? What do you want from a book? I have to sit in, yes, I sit in jail for holding a book, he says. The judge turns to him. And the judge tells him, with that book, he said, you could turn over all that the communists accomplished, he said. All that we did all these years, he says. All that we tried to obliterate. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this your one book could change that all. We know the power of that book, he told him. We know the Koyach HaTorah. That's why they burned the Torah, Chmosan. Why they burned the Torah for? Do we go ahead? Do we burn their books? Do we burn their Getchka, their Zach? Why are they burning the Torah for? Because they know it's MS. Misinia the Sinal Oilam. They know that this Torah is what's going to turn the world over, Abba Yisai. It's this Torah that's the MS. They know the Koyach of the Torah, the sinners Hadas of the Rambam and the Geras Taman. We think the Goyim hate us because the Jews have money, the Jews have power, the Jews are famous, the Jews this, they hate us because we have the Baruch Hashem, we have the Torah, it's the Ikkar Sinas and the Hadas. The Amoratzim hate us because we have the Torah. The Goyim hate us because we have the Torah. Everyone hates us for the one thing that we really have, Ashanah Salonu Torah's MS. I want to just conclude now with one line. We just said the Birchas HaTorah earlier. Shanos on Torah's MS. What do you mean the Torah's MS? What's the Chiddush of Torah's MS? What is it? Hashem give us something that's not true. But Rabbi said, the answer is that everything in this world is not MS. It's temporary. No one's going to wear today a suit he wore 10 years ago. It's embarrassing. The style changed. You're not going to drive a car from 20 years ago. You don't want a house from 50 years ago. Everything has to be new, different, changing. Technology, everything is changing. Everything is different. What's here yesterday's night, today, today's night, tomorrow. But Rabbi says, one thing that stays forever. And that is the Torah. The Torah, Leite, Torah, Chesed, Torah, Mechlefes. That's the one thing that we have emes, Rabbi Isai. That's the one emes in this world. There's one thing in this world that everything else in the world goes, and it's, eventually it's finished. Even your phone, if you don't charge it, it dies, right? Your car, if you don't put gas, it dies. There's nothing in this world that goes. If you don't put electric, right? The air conditioning shuts off. Everything in this world goes to a slow demise. But there's one thing that's forever. Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, Netzach Yisrael, Yishoker, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and the Torah, Yisrael, Hashem, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Chada, we're the only ones that are MS, the only ones that are going to have a kiyum, and that's the sin that they have. They know that they're going to be gone. They know they're going to be Ka'onan, Pereach, like a fleeting cloud, Chalayim Yof, like a dream. And we're going to be here forever, Rabbi Yisai. That's what we're different than. We don't have to learn from them. We don't have to copy them. Their styles, their Mishigasin, their sports, a waste of time. Because we have Nitzchias, we are forever, Rabbi Yisai. Our guf is holy. We have to work on ourselves. Even our guf has a timoin for Rabbeinu Shel Olam, has a love for Hashem, and a rotzen for him, Rabbi Yisai. Let's just continue. I want to say one more story, Rabbi Yisai, before we say Alei Tzion Borel. And that is that even though we don't have a Beis Hamikdash now, we don't have the Kahanim Vaidos, and Alvim, Mashir, and Mazimram, but still, we still have the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. I have the same chiyuv to be connected to Rabbeinu Shel Olam like we have as if this is Beit HaMikdash now. And that's what Chazal Masakin, that tefillah is connected to Karbonis. So a person has to think to himself, next time, starting from now, when you have a daven a mincha, you don't say to yourself, you know, let me chap mincha now. You know, I'm already in the area, I'm ready on the block, I'm ready here. Let's get mincha, you know, over with so we have the whole day to ourselves. Rabbi says, you don't want the day for yourself. Your whole day is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Your whole life is Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Your whole kesher is Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Your whole chiyuv is Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The highlight of your day is the mincha you're going to daven. That's the highlight of your day, Rabbi Yisai. The Torah you're learning is the highlight. It's not true. Let's be yoytze the learning and then go weiter. That's your highlight. That's your day. That's your metzias. That's your oilam hazer, Rabbi Yisai. So next time, make a chana before you go to shul. You go home first. Prepare yourself. Had a jacket, whatever it is. Come to shul and lochas. And lochas have a chui to wash your hands before davening. It's halocha and shulchan aruch. It's not a mitzvah chasidus. The tefillah has to be with the shtoikikus, with the connection. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to hear from us more than we want to speak to him. So my son, someone came to Chazon Ish, and Yachmol son has a serious problem. And the Chazon told him, he doesn't see any Yetzah. Then the Chazon told him, by the way, he said, without a mincha now, if you want to be mitzarev, the Chazon used to have a shul in his house. If I'm mitzarev to a minute, you can come down with us. And the guy, and the guy down with them. And after mincha, Chazon goes over to him and tells him, I have an eitzah for you. You're going to have a Yeshua. I told him what to do. So he asked the Chazon Ish, he says, what shot you told me now before you said you don't see any eitzah? He said, before this was before I daven mincha, he said. Now I daven mincha, he said. So from the mincha, he was able to repel this Yeshua and save the person's life. Rabbi Yisai, we have to realize the koyach of Iskasha Kodesh Baruch Hu, the whole Indian of Kasa Hashem is not for Hashem, it's for us. The whole Indian of being close to Hashem, it's for our good and our benefit. The Torah is L'toyv L'chem, the Torah is for our benefit. Doing chesed is for our benefit. Everything is for us, Rabbi Yisai. Everything is for Olam Hazeh, not just for Olam Haba. So L'maisa, even without the Beis HaMikdash, but the Bo'i Shalom is still here, the Torah is still here, the Avodah is still here, nothing changes, and Rabbi Yisai, in the life of a Yid, one of the Gedolim once said, the Beis HaMikdash is like bread. A person can live without bread also, right? A person is on a diet of chavis, right? He eats vegetables, he eats other things. But the Torah, the Beis HaMikdash is like the bread, but the Torah is like the oxygen. It's the life itself of the person. And that he can't go on without. If there's no Torah in the veld, there's no veld anymore. So Rabbi Yisai, Mela, now is, even though it's Tisha B'Av today, we have to mechazik ourselves on Tisha B'Av and realize that the Avodah has to continue, that we have to show Hashem, we have to live the life of what a Beis HaMikdash life looked like. We have to live a life of Keshe to Rebbeinu Shel Olam. We have to live the life of showing Hashem the Keshe we want to have with Him. And the Beis HaMikdash represented that as Karvus and closeness and love between us, the Vinish Hashemayim, that the Kruvim hugging each other, Pnei Mishal Ochiv. We show HaKadosh Baruch, like we said before, Kamasal Mishalayim, we feel the Mishalayim, what's missing and what you want it to be. You're already going to start feeling the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. You're going to start feeling, you're going to see, you're going to believe, and you're going to hope. But the main thing is you're going to live your life. Next time we daven Shemoneh Esrei B'Mincha, remember the Kamat HaHol Shemoneh Esrei is only about Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. We start out with Asher Avinu Sarasecha, then we go to Reina Vanyenu, Goel Yisrael, Tchab Shagodol Cheiruseinu, Mekab Tint Chamei Yisrael, Yishiv Shteinu Gavari Shoina. Then we go to next Mishra, we go next to Yerushalayim Chabrachim Toshuv, Semach Tav Be'emes Hatzmiach, Kishkosak Pinikum Sabli Yeshua. Then we go to Sech HaZeno, Einenu, Hamachse Shnos Yotzi, and the Ganses Shmoneh Esrei is Gebayit, and the meaning of we want to keep its Golias, we want the Resenish, we want the Bayish, and we want to go ahead and be able to have that Eskashvus and Eskarvus, that not we daven as part of our day, but the davening is our day, the Avoid is our day, the Torah is our life, the Chesed, this is also mentioned, Rabbi Yisai, we left to live with the Rabbi Shalom. We can't go back in Tisha B'Av back into the Golus as if we wanted to go in Chas V'Shalom. We're not. We're Mesroimim and Muvdol and Mufresh from them. We have to go back into the Mitzvah Hashem with the feeling that we're based on Mikdash Yidin. We're Yidin with the Kodesh HaKadoshim. We're Yidin with the Skash of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That is the highlight of our day. That's the highlight of our life. And like he said, Ein Lo Kodesh Baruch Hu Amad Anshah Locha B'Levad Kodesh Baruch Hu only has Me'am Shneuch based on Mikdash. All he has is the Torah, and he wants us to be covered in the Torah. Shmuel Zeicher B'Korif Takas Yeshua Hashem Zeicher Reiv Simchosa B'Merit Meinu Amin. Alei Tzion V'Yorel Kamo Yisha B'Tzireho.